Fire officials have repeatedly said their personnel are maxed out as the number of wildfires burning in the state has grown over the past few days. At times, the going line was, if a new fire starts, we will have nothing to send.
The Texas Forest Service has been in this situation for 290 days.
Forest Service spokesperson John Nichols is referring to the remarkable stretch of wildfires that have hit Texas over the past 10 months. But something changed about 7 days ago. The state started a new budget cycle, and the Forest Service lost almost $35 million over 2 years, or about a third of its regular operating budget. John Nichols says that's not affecting their ability to fight wildfires. Whatever resources are necessary are being brought in. Who pays and how much will be dealt with later.
The emergency takes precedence over anything else. They'll find the resources to pay for it, but that's not even an issue.
Local fire departments, volunteer and paid, are the first line of defense in wildfires, and budget cuts at the Forest Service are hitting them too. The Texas legislature cut almost $33 million from the Forest Service's program that gives grants to local fire departments.
It means that fire departments will not be able to purchase new wildland gear. It means they won't be able to purchase protective clothing, trucks.
Chris Barron is the fire chief for the Manchac Volunteer Fire Department south of Austin. He's also the executive director of the State Firemen's and Fire Marshals Association of Texas. He says cuts to that grant program will affect some departments' ability to respond to fires in the future, but more immediately,
you know, the Forest Service itself lost employees, and that just means that there's going to be fewer of them out there to help us.
90 full-time positions were lost on September 1st.
That also means that they're going to have to call upon national resources to assist, which is quite expensive to be bringing in, you know, people from California or otherwise to assist with these incidents. And, you know, the bills are not cheap.
The legislature set aside $121 million for those kinds of bills earlier this year. Some of the cost of fighting the fires will eventually be reimbursed by the federal government. Jacqueline Chandler is with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. She was with a team on the ground in Bastrop Tuesday assessing the damage.
As far as how much federal funding will at the end be distributed or reimbursed, it really is going to depend on the eligible costs.
Local fire departments and the state of Texas will have to pick up whatever's left over. Matt Largie, KUT News.